Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour 5 of the Nation going until 7 o'clock tonight here. And then we'll hand it off to the Cowboys Hour. Brad Sham with Kevontae Turpin. Then you'll get the Fan After Dark. Fred Blaker in throwing heat, getting ready for their show this evening. Time now for the audio celebration of game day. Here's Wolchuk and Chiafalo with two guys in a booth.
All right, let's celebrate a 9-hour Cowboys game day here on 105.3 The Fan. So we take the best things heard in the pregame show. During the game.
Or the worst.
Post-game. Or the worst. Usually the worst from that pregame show. I'll tell you, you never know what's going to happen in that pregame show.
Amen. Let's go ahead and kick this thing off.
It's time for two guys, one booth.
You know, I'm surprised that we didn't get a post-game crash out, like Cowboy crash outs. I figured the post-game might have a handful of moments that could be playable in two guys, one booth. But we are 0-for-3 in post-game additions. To the two guys, one booth.
Yeah, blame the callers.
Segment, I do. Yeah, I blame the callers.
I think the callers asked some really good questions.
I also blame Wolchuk for being too polished and not not flubbing on some things.
Yeah, I know.
Some reads here, there.
I don't want to jinx myself.
Yeah, you don't want to jinx yourself, and I'm proud of you. I think you're going to go.
I think that's troublesome for the Cowboys. If no callers crashed out on their postgame show.
It was full.
That means expectations are low.
I think a lot of it
is like, oh, okay, it's just what we got, and let's talk about it calmly. How do we get out of this, guys?
Yeah.
Call my guys Wolchuk and Broadus. Nothing to freak out about here. We all knew they were garbage.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something. I really do.
And I think the Cowboys are going to have two bad years in a row. This might set up for an actual move in free agency. They failed in the drafts. They don't have an assembly line of players coming through that are about to get paid. They have cap space. It might actually line up for an exciting offseason. We just got to wait 14 games to get there.
I have a crazy idea, and I'm too scared to bring it up, so I won't. But
please don't.
If I was Jason Kelce's wife right now, I'd be making sure I keep eyes on Steve Smith because Jason Kelce's all dressed up in Baltimore Ravens band gear right now.
Oh, you
just
know
something
he's
to
get,
just something to be careful.
Get a little excited,
Mrs. Kelce. All right, we get you to the pregame show where I screw things up and Brad Sham dunks on me.
All right, we're 20 minutes to kick off here on the official pregame show of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's go live to Chicago Soldier Field and welcome in the voice of the Cowboys, Brad Sham, as we go inside the booth. Brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort, the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Brad, happy game day, man. How you doing?
Good. It's good to be here in Chicago.
Yeah. Son of a gun. Welp.
I'm listening, Eric. I'm listening.
You are. You are. Are you ready? Is that voice ready to call a bunch of touchdowns today, Brad?
No. No, I'm not. So, in fact, I think what I'll do is go to the booth right behind our position here and get a couple of hot dogs in an old style.
And, there we go.
Because I'm not sure they're selling Miller Lite here.
So. No.
Yes. What kind of a question is that?
Unfortunately, there's just one.
I love that drop, though. We're going to have to...
Yes, what kind of question is that?
What kind of crappy question is that? Brad Sham in his bag to start the game. And the thing about Brad is he's too polished to make mistakes himself. And you'll find that out throughout the duration of this particular segment.
I'm sure we'll get to Brad.
He's an absolute veteran. He's a legend. And he's a flub-free environment when Brad's involved.
And we're going to get to hear him coming up at 7 o'clock with Kevontae Turpin. Cowboys, yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Great catch.
All right, I also do love...
Were these some of your personal favorite polls, by the way, on... The broadcast
I had nothing to do with the making of this segment. Brought us the content, just arrived here in my lap, and now we're giving it to the people.
What were you thinking at that point? Were you thinking Secaucus, New Jersey?
No, I was. Ooh. I was getting ready.
Soldier
I was
Field.
Going from Soldier. Chicago to Soldier okay. Field, yeah,
I
and
see it.
I should have just dumbed it down and just punt it on Soldier altogether.
Let's go to Chicago.
On the Chicago.
Very Matt Eberflus of you.
Yeah.
You
know?
Should have just dumbed it down. Then everything would have been fine.
Gosh, dang it.
Happens
My
to the best
My schemes
of us.
Are too intricate.
All right. One thing the Cowboys haven't done, I guess, is like get a ton of penalties this year. Maybe that's a bright spot. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's not. But we it's did good. Have a hands
What happened
to the
last
face
week one. Against the Giants?
Yeah. Giants just had more. Yeah. All right. Let's go to hands to the face.
Now, Brad, I'm going to ask you a question. You've been doing this a long time. Should hands to the face ever be legal? That was illegal use of hands to
well,
the face.
Under these circumstances, I mean, there are some where it could be a gentle caress.
Okay.
Under these circumstances, I'm going to say no.
Okay, yeah.
No. And
Wouldn't it be great if they said he just caressed him?
Yeah,
no flag.
Yeah. He was just saying, nice boy. nice puppy.
Good puppy. Good boy. Good dog down.
That was great. Now, actually, I did have something to do with that one. I texted immediately.
Correct him. Shout out to Dylan Moore. Dylan Moore pulling him this week.
Is the stiff arm the only point in football you can go to the head? If you got the ball in your hands?
Well, even that, they tried to implement, like, that could be face mask penalty on the offense.
It's just like,
but if you
but you can't, as long as it's, you don't grab.
Yeah. But you can, yeah, with stiff arm, you go to the absolutely. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, by the way, no Sham tonight. It's going to be Kyle Yeomans.
Oh, crap. Well, don't listen to that.
Oh, that's right. We got a
Rosh
holiday.
Hashanah.
It is Rosh Hashanah. I'll have him be leaving here in a couple seconds.
Yeah, Sham will miss a game for Rosh Hashanah, won't he? He did a couple years ago.
Yom Kippur he'll miss for sure. Rosh Hashanah, maybe. Yom Kippur's the one. Yeah, you can't miss Yom Kippur. We got to atone.
And you can't miss a Javonte Williams power run.
First down, handoff, Williams. And he stutter step as he tries left.
Wow.
He won't go down.
Wow.
That should have been a one-yard gain, and he just dragged Dominique Robinson, the defensive end, and three of his close associates 4 yards down to the 30-and-a-half-yard line.
Man, I'm telling you, after that fumble that he lost on the Cowboys' opening possession, he'll be a man possessed.
Yeah, stay out of his way.
He was. I mean, that guy was just running through a mofo's face over and over and over and over again. He looked like a linebacker playing running back.
Yeah, that swing pass out to the right where he truck sticks a dude and then make sure
down.
To dunk on a guy as he goes out of bounds.
He's fun to watch now.
He is. He's awesome. He's going to have to be, instead of making Jake Ferguson the focal point of your offense, throwing line of scrimmage passes to him.
They just took what the defense gave him.
Just the defense is giving you Javonte Williams. Just feed the man.
Feed the beast. All right. They were feeding passes down the field. Hmm. Left and right were the Bears. The Bears, and this isn't going to make you feel good. But Luther Burden, the rookie, well, he got loose.
And the Bears left to right at the 35-yard line. Go with an I formation. Williams with a toss right to Swift. A flea flicker back to Williams, and he's going deep, and he's got...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A man behind everybody, and it's Burden at the 20, and Luther Burden dances in for the 65-yard Chicago touchdown.
65-yard tutty.
That's right.
It was almost 80, but it was 65. I do love the flea flicker. I think the flea flicker should be called more. The problem is I don't love it when it goes against my team. But I'll never forget the flea flicker to Terry Glenn for a touchdown the Cowboys ran in the mid-2000s. One of the best damn plays little Zach Wolchuk ever saw.
Describe it. I don't remember.
It was a passing touchdown. I think it might have been a Chad Hutchinson pass.
It's where they handed it to the running
Terry
back.
Glenn.
He faded it on back.
It might have been like Avion Kayson.
Like I was in the stadium for this one?
You might have been in the stadium for that one. Terry Glenn.
You were probably punishing Brad's sushi at the time.
I'll try to find the play and send it to you. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty ridiculous right there. But the flea flicker lives
on. The pressure
on.
Was so bad, it was a flea lobber.
So the flea flicker is always the hand back?
Oh, it's Drew Bledsoe, 71-yard touchdown in 05 to help beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Huh. Last time they beat the Chiefs, I think.
I think you're right. Here's Dan Campbell with the game-winning touchdown that day at Texas Stadium.
Brad Sham doing his best, I guess, Eric Nadell impersonation.
Snap is back. It's a four-man rush, and Williams has plenty of time and zips it over the middle and throws a ground ball to short. It's picked up by Dansby Swanson, and he makes the throw to first in time.
Dansby Swanson.
I have no idea what's
up. Well, Brad's a Cubs fan.
Cubs.
Yeah, I know, but it just like
ball
just,
skipped.
Just him actually doing
just
it.
Just having
right
some
there.
Fun.
Yeah, having a good time.
Getting loose.
You could see multiple times a really crappy player trying to emerge, trying to come to the surface for Caleb Williams. Cowboys just couldn't force it out.
Just, yeah.
Guys, I want to be horrible. Do you want this ball? I mean, I'm overdue for one.
Yeah, I mean, for
well, I think all seven times they got pressure. I mean, he did find a way to throw an incomplete pass, whether it was sailed it out of bounds, it was low. I mean, if you get pressure on Caleb, you can see why there are issues.
For as gaudy as the numbers were, I mean, he was a negative 9% completion percentage over expectation.
Wow.
I mean, he was still not very good.
That's not good.
The Cowboys were
just not good.
That bad.
But the reason I picked the Bears is you watch the tape. If he's clean, he is good.
Yeah.
Like, he's not horrible. He's just horrible under pressure.
Yeah, he certainly diced him up, and here was another part of it. Again, I don't know what the hell they were doing, but they made it real easy for Cole Kmet.
Williams back in the shotgun, fakes it to Swift, throws it in the back of the end zone, wide open. Touchdown to Cole Kmet, the tight end. Wide open, wide open.
How wide?
Wide.
Open. Yeah. That was the deal where I thought they were kind of, you know, the coverage down there.
They just confused each other. Yeah. There's a lot of crap that goes on, man.
I love that Brad's gotten to a point in his career where in the middle of a call, he can basically break into frustrated talk show host.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so good.
It relates to the fans.
And the Cowboys defense was so bad. They had Brad Sham so disoriented that he was actually looking at the replay screen to try and give us the play-by-play.
All right, two-point try. They're going to fake to him, and Prescott throws. Sorry, I'm looking at a replay. Snap to Prescott. Looking. Back of the end zone, throw perfect. Right to the post to Jalen Tolbert for two.
Flub-free environment when you're around Brad Sham, and he was doing the thing where he wasn't caring about what was happening on the field, which is just an offense in the huddle. Uh-huh. And he was just looking at the previous play.
Looking.
I think that's a press box location issue. You know, as an older gentleman myself, I would be looking at the monitor trying to do the play-by-play and depending on my spotter and my analyst for some of the details.
Yeah.
It's just such a better look than how far away you are in the press box. I don't think you can even really see numbers unless you got freaking eagle eyes.
That's a low angle press box,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Chicago looks like a good view.
Yeah. Low angle, that one, Tennessee, Commander's Place, those are the really low press boxes that you could actually see pretty well out of.
AT&T last time I'll try to throw Brad some bail.
All right, let's go to two penalties on 92. And this was a want-to-get-away moment for this individual.
There are two fouls on the play, both by number 92. He was the 12th player running off the field and did not make it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Also offside when he exited the field, number 92.
Sorry.
5-yard penalty, it does result.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Daniel Hardy. I don't mean to laugh at your expense, but that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, there was a time in college football, remember, not too long ago, where they did not identify the number.
Yes.
They would just call the penalty. Yeah. And he was wishing those times were still around. It was like, okay, 92. He didn't screw up just once. He screwed up twice.
There were a couple times that guy's talking, and I feel like you're in your neighbor's garage, and he's just describing to you how your day went. You know, we're going to take a look at this here for a couple minutes. And
Clay Martin?
Yeah. That was something. Good personality. He's got a very good personality. Very relaxed, conversational there with his officiating.
Yeah, man. He's very comfortable there at the mic. All right. We close things down with, I guess, a bit of a random Babe Laufenberg story about old Jay Jeezy.
I actually went down south with Jason Garrett.
Whoa.
And I swear I thought he was going to shoot me before he shot a bird. He was that, I mean.
Wonder how many times that thoughts occurred to him.
Well, the two of us have never hunted, right? And we got two guys with shotguns going, well, what are we doing?
What could go wrong?
And he's swinging that thing around. I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Nervous times.
Was it Interesting picture that they painted there.
Going south with Jay Jeezy.
He was just swinging it around.
Was that W? Was that W that winged his buddy back in the day?
That was the
vice president.
Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Oh. Yeah, you get out there on some of these hunting trips, man. People aren't paying attention. They're cracking coldies. Like, that was one of the first things that really surprised me about Texas hunting culture is how many folks are out there, like, they're fishing 18 cold beers in, riding around with loaded firearms.
Oh, yeah.
That is frightening. Hog hunting. And hog hunting's crazy.
Crazy.
You know? Like, those things start running and bullets are flying and ATVs are roaring around and people are freaking 0.15 BAC. This is a surprise.
Yeah, my buddies would be hanging out in a tree with a Rambo knife waiting for a hog to run underneath.
Yes,
come on, buddy.
You are a psycho.
Yeah.
And a bottle of Jim Beam.
Yeah, and he's hammered.
Oh, of course. Well, I mean, that does sound kind of fun with a Rambo knife, but you know, you get the other people around with their guns, and I don't know. I just that would spook me out of some hunting situations. Sure has already. Okay, there it is. Two guys, one booth. Chief, we got a sports hodgepodge coming up next. Where are you taking
us? Yeah, we got some football leftovers, including my new favorite coach in all of sports, plus the Arch Manning showboating next in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.